January 25th, St. Gregory the Theologian, Archbishop of Constantinople. Gregory was born in Nazianzus, of a Greek father and a Christian mother. Before his baptism, he studied in Athens along with Basil the Great and Julian the Apostate. Gregory often prophesied that Julian would become an apostate and a persecutor of the church, which actually happened. Gregory was especially influenced greatly by his good mother Nonna. When he completed his studies, Gregory was baptized. St. Basil consecrated him as Bishop of Sasima, and Emperor Theodosius the Great summoned him to fill the vacant archiepiscopal throne of Constantinople. He wrote numerous works, of which his most famous are those concerning theology, for which he is called the Theologian. Especially known because of its depth is his work Homilies on the Holy Trinity. Gregory wrote against the heretic Macedonius, who erroneously taught that the Holy Spirit is a creation of God, and Gregory also wrote against Apollinarius, who erroneously taught that Christ did not have a human soul, but that his divinity was in lieu of his soul. Additionally, Gregory wrote against Emperor Julian the Apostate, his one-time colleague in school. In 381 AD, when a debate began regarding his election as archbishop, he withdrew on his own and issued a statement, "Those who deprive us of our archiepiscopal throne cannot deprive us of God." After that, he left Constantinople and went to Nazianzus, and there lived a life of solitude and prayer, writing worthwhile books. Even though he was in poor health throughout his entire life, nevertheless, Gregory lived to be 80 years old. His relics were later transferred to Rome. A reliquary containing his head reposes in the Cathedral Church of the Assumption in Moscow. He was and remains a great and wonderful light of the Orthodox Church, as much by his meekness and purity of character as well as for the unsurpassable depth of his mind. He died in the Lord in the year 390 AD. The Venerable Publius. At first Publius was a senator. Recognizing the light of Christ, he left his worldly honors, distributed his possessions to the poor, and devoted himself to a life of asceticism in the proximity of his town, Zeguma, on the Euphrates River. He established two monastic communities and died in the year 380 AD. The Venerable Marus. Marus was distinguished by external beauty and a sweet-sounding voice. He withdrew from the world and lived in a hut for 37 years, in fasting and cleansing the heart of impure thoughts. As a 90-year-old man, Marus died in the Lord in the year 430 AD. The holy female martyr Felicitas and her seven sons. As a Christian, Felicitas was condemned to death along with her seven sons during the reign of Emperor Antoninus in the year 164 AD. She implored God only that she not be killed before her sons, so that she might be able to encourage them during their torture and death in order that they would not deny Christ. According to God's providence, it so happened. With joy, this superb mother accompanied her sons one by one until she had witnessed the death of all seven sons. Then she herself, with gratitude to God, received a martyr's death. She and her son suffered in Rome, where their relics repose. Hymn of Praise, St. Felicitas.
Felicitas, pray to God. I have a crown of seven pearls. I wish to wrap them in purple, and in purple to present them to you. O dear Lord, receive these gifts. Seven sons, seven pearls, and purplish red, the blood of the martyrs, the prayer of the mother ascended, and as incense reached before God, the Roman emperor sentenced her sons to bitter death and bitter tortures, the mother willingly. All were amazed at her. Felicitas encouraged her sons. This is why I gave birth to you, my children. This is why I nursed you, my children, so that I can make a gift of you to God, for God gifted you to me. This having been said, the executioner began his work. The first fell, the mother bowed, The second fell, the mother bowed twice. The third fell, the mother bowed thrice. With the fourth, four times she bowed. The fifth fell, five times she bowed. The sixth fell, six times she bowed. The seventh fell, seven times she bowed. The mother bowing gave thanks to God. The eighth time she bowed for herself, and on the block she rested her head. The sword glistened, her head decapitated. The mother kissed her children in paradise.
Reflection. They deceive themselves who speak self-confidently, that they know men well enough, and that they do not allow themselves to be deceived. Who can know what kind of spirit is in man except only God, who knows the secrets of their heart? Even the great saints were mistaken about people. For example, for a long time Saint Basil considered a certain hypocritical heretic as a holy man, and defended him from many attackers, until finally, convinced of the heretic's falseness, Basil was bitterly disappointed. Saint Gregory the theologian had baptized a certain philosopher, Maximus by name, and liked him so much that he kept the philosopher in his home, sharing his table with him. However, this Maximus was as dangerous and cunning as a serpent. After a period of time, through intrigue and bribes, he obtained recognition of some Constantinopolitans as patriarch in place of Saint Gregory. When this temptation, after great confusion, was removed, some rebuked Gregory for keeping his greatest enemy with him. The saint replied, "We are not to blame if we do not discern someone's evil. God alone knows the inner secrets of man, and to us is commanded by law that, with fatherly love, to open our hearts to all who come to us. A non-malevolent man cannot easily understand the malice of a malevolent man." Contemplation. To contemplate the Lord Jesus as King. As the Lord over nature, which he tames and places it, nature in service to himself. As the Lord over demons, over disease and over death. As the Lord over the immortal kingdom of angels and saints. Homily. About who is Christ? Who do people say that I am? St. Mark chapter 8, verse 27. Brethren, it is almost 2,000 years from that day when our Lord Jesus posed this question to his disciples. From then until today, this question is put to every generation of man, every bright day and every dark night, and every generation of man and every bright day and every dark night had to give an answer to this question. This question is the question of life or death, and the answer to it is life-bearing or death-bearing. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. St. Matthew chapter 16, verse 16. The Apostle Peter responded, and that reply was approved and praised by the Lord Jesus. Who is Christ? Men say today. Some say, along with the Jews, that he is the destroyer of the law and the self-styled Messiah. Others say, along with Pilate, that they in general cannot arrive at the truth about this man. The third say, along with the apostles, that he is Christ, the Son of the living God, Savior, Redeemer of the human race from sin and death, the resurrected and the resurrector, the living one and the life-giver. And all of us who are baptized in the name of the Holy Trinity agree with the apostles and the Holy Apostolic Church, which, with her universal voice, thus confesses Christ the Lord. O Lord, only begotten Son of God, help us that we may, all the days of our life, believe in you in our hearts and confess you with our lips as our God and our Savior, as the power of God and the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. To you be glory and thanks always. Amen.